Nebraska Extension Almanac.
As cattle are arriving in the feedlot, there are key considerations to keep in mind to achieve the best performance. Extension feedlot specialist Jessica Sperber talks about several techniques to make sure your new feeder cattle are doing their best.
I think the biggest thing is remembering that our goal of receiving calves and setting up a receiving strategy is to make that transition from the calf origin into either their backgrounding yard or the feedlot as seamless as possible. So we're trying to keep the health sustained on those calves, get cattle to consume feed and to drink water, and essentially just setting them up in those first 14 days upon feedlot arrival to help calf development and set the performance trajectory of that calf. One of the really popular receiving strategies would be to offer those calves long stem grass hay in the beginning of that receiving period. Largely, you're just trying to target offering those calves any familiar feedstuffs that they probably have seen before, and essentially just to get them to come to the bunk and learn how to eat from the bunk. So some calves that we receive into the feed yard are obviously not bunk broke yet, and so just enticing them to come to the feed bunk, offering high quality forages to get adequate energy into the animal while their intakes are depressed. So if they're going to be consuming less on arrival or in those first 14 days of receiving, you want to make sure that you're offering them the most energy and nutritional value in every bite of feed that they take. You know, and then we also talk about bunk space in addition. So encouraging any of our feedlot producers to have a minimum of 16 inches of bunk space when you're offering so much forage in the ration. You know, up to 24 inches of bunk space would be even more ideal. But, you know, that targeted 16 to 18 inches is great in terms of newly receiving calves. You know, we say to maintain the health of the animal, they need to be intaking feed and drinking water. And so in order for them to eat feed, they also need to drink that water, because water intake does drive feed intake. And so maybe that calf has never drank from a water tank before, or they've never been exposed to a water trough before. And so actually just helping them figure out where the tank is in the pen and where the water is coming from, where the water source is coming from, is actually really important. So one strategy that some yards will use is to allow that water tank to run over for a short period of time, you know, just to get some water pooling on the ground that does attract those calves to the water source. And then in addition, we do notice that newly received cattle will walk the perimeter of their pen. And so one strategy that some producers might utilize is, you know, placing water tanks around the perimeter. If you have a water tank placed in the center of your pen, maybe add an additional one during the receiving period around that perimeter so that the calves will literally run into it and notice that there's water there for them to drink. And then also another really important factor is just ensuring that those water tanks are clean and that they remain free from algal growth and feed residues. So I would preface it with, obviously have this discussion with your veterinarian. So vaccination protocols are very critical, and your veterinarian will know the best route for your operation to take. But what we do see is, you know, those stress calves that come off the truck, maybe they've been on the truck for a long period of time, many hours. And then also likely they were in a sale barn or were in a stress period right before that. So it is recommended to allow cattle anywhere from 12 to 24 hours after delivery to the yard before you start processing them. Some operations will actually adopt days of interval between delivery and processing if the cattle are considered low risk. Processing will include vaccination, parasite control, probably going to give them a feed yard tag, an implant if you're utilizing an implant protocol or program, and then also getting that initial weight on those animals.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.